Hi everyone. My name is Alan Day, and this is Jakob Steiner, and we work on the GNOME project. We're part of the GNOME design team. And in this talk, we're going to show you a little bit about how we do design work in the GNOME project, and some of the tools and processes that we use, and we're going to talk a bit about how it relates to Libre Graphics and open design and that kind of thing. So I'm guessing quite a few people here are familiar with the GNOME project, but some people might not be. So for those who don't know, we create a kind of desktop kind of environment. This is a screenshot taken from our last release that was just out last week, in fact. So part of it is a kind of general desktop style environment that you might be familiar with. So it allows you to, you know, launch applications, switch applications, does notifications, handles all your hardware, and it's the thing that you can install on your system. We also have a suite of applications that we produce as a part of the GNOME project. So we have things like a web browser, and the other screenshot here on the right is a text editor. But we have quite a few of these applications, all the basic kind of things you'd expect for, you know, playing music and video and kind of little utilities. There's a calculator, that kind of thing. And we also produce a developer platform for people to create their own applications, and a lot of those technologies are used in the free graphics tools that we've been hearing about over the course of this conference. So, we're part of a fairly small team. There's three primary designers working on the GNOME project. There's me and Jakob, and this other guy called John McCann, who's up here on the right. And we form the core of the design team. We work full-time, although we do other things on the side. We also work with a lot of volunteers, and we have quite a few other people participating in GNOME design, so it's by no means just us. And a lot of the developers on the project are also quite closely involved in the design discussions that we have. So we spend most of our time talking to other people and trying to figure out how things should work and that kind of thing. So you can see, and this is an image from a design event that we held a couple of years ago in Spain. And there's a couple of developers there in the shot who we work very closely with, and I think we're quite lucky in GNOME that we have quite a few developers who are actually really good at design as well, and that makes things a lot easier. And you know, one of the things that I think is quite special about the GNOME project is that they're very receptive to design, and we're able to play quite a key role in the project without having to fight too many battles, which is really nice. So what we're going to do in the first part of this talk is quickly run through some of the examples of the kind of design work that we do. We do a whole range of work that's involved in designing essentially an operating system in terms of the scope of the design work that we do. So a lot of our work is interaction and user experience design, you know, figuring out how the software should work, how people will be able to use it. But we also produce a lot of visual assets. We define how it looks as well. And I think Jakob's going to run through some examples of the kind of design work that we're doing within the team.
Great. Thanks, Alan. Does this work?
Hello?
Yeah.
All right. So, can you hear me? Yeah. A major part of what we do is interaction design. So we do a lot of system analysis, figuring out the problem space. We do a lot of wireframing, so the low fidelity flow wireframes. We don't do much diagrams. We're not fond of doing spec work in advance. Rather, we want to work with the developers, get them involved, and we do have a wiki where we kind of spec out things, but it's not the traditional way where we're working on something and then present developers with a final spec that they're supposed to be implementing. We're always engaged in conversations with them. We also do the visual design part of the work. So a lot of the wireframes are done in sort of high fidelity rendering, and that has like two purposes. It's not just making sure that it visually actually works and is a coherent work, but also very rarely, because we're working in the open and there's many people many developers that are just looking for a project, very rarely you would see people interested in working on something that's just a wireframe that rarely has that motivational draw that you have with high fidelity mockups. So we use these as a sort of a magnet for interest from the developers as well. Because our interfaces are sort of streamlined. Streamlined. And usually, we provide controls that are related to the context. There's a lot of need for specifying the transitions because, we're transferring from one stage to another. So, transitioning, mocking things up is also key. That's another thing that we're doing. Another part is widgetry. So it's the little bits that we build the interfaces from. We're working closely with toolkit people, creating the little assembly blocks that we build the interfaces from. Another part of our work is icon design. It's something that I'm deeply and fondly involved with. You can see two styles of icons that we're embracing with GNOME 3. The big icons that you see on top are application icons, so that's how the users are experiencing. Are faced with that's the identity of the apps to the user. So they're high fidelity, full color icons. But for the actual interface icons, we're sort of moving away from the style that competes with the actual content that users are editing, or dealing with. So we're toning that down and going for the symbolic style. And as you can see, I try to pick some that we're not just living in our own space within the GNOME project, trying to reach out and we're helping other projects with that kind of work as well. So you can see the MyPin people are sporting a new icon there. But it's true for the actual UI icons as well. We used to have we defined the Tango icon design. I'm not going to go too deeply into it, but so we're trying to unify. Provide graphic Libre graphic stack or Libre graphic applications with a sort of toned down icon set as well. So we're working on that front as well. Another thing that's fairly self-contained is the wallpapers that we provide. They're kind of this is not a single one. It's actually view of the different releases that we've done in the past. So we're kind of using the wallpaper as a sort of branding element as well. There's some consistency to that. In GNOME, we use our own UI font that Dave Crossland created as his student project, and we built on top of it. And last year, I have to mention Puya Saxena, who has done tremendous work on improving the metrics of the font and the coverage, and an excellent job. So those were just like some small bits of work that we do, but I'm going to hand it back to Alan to give you an overview of the scope of the work.
Thanks. Yeah, I mean, that's like really just a very quick sample, and pretty much all the development work that happens in GNOME now has design attached to it. So you can imagine, you know, I think we have about 20 core apps. We have the whole system that's been evolving over the past 3 or 4 years or so, and it's quite a lot of work. The icon theme is pretty big, and so we're very busy. And we couldn't do it without the contributions that we get from the community, and we have some really fantastic contributors that do interaction design, do icons, and that's obviously a big help. And one important part of this for us is that all of these different areas should fit together. And the three of us, we tend to have a kind of vision for what we're trying to produce. And what we really want to do is try and make sure that all of these things come together in a kind of harmonious, integrated way. So the icons look good with the theme, which works in tandem with the interaction design, and it's all part and parcel of the experience that we're trying to produce. The one thing that we didn't talk about here, which is partly because it's hard to visualize, but we're also very deeply involved in the technical discussions that happen in the GNOME project, and not just in the GNOME project, but in the Linux desktop stack in general. And for us, design isn't just about creating a UI layer on top of existing technologies. We're also trying to push those technologies forward, and it's a pretty exciting time for us at the moment, because in many areas we're actually producing the next generation of Linux desktop technologies. Like, there's areas where we just haven't had things that proprietary platforms have had. You know, thinking about things like the graphics stack, which most people I think will know is undergoing some significant changes at the moment, and things like bundled applications, so that people can application authors can easily distribute an application. That's, you know, that's been a real pain point for Linux for a long time, and that's something that we're hopefully going to be addressing as time goes on. And you know, I think the design team in GNOME were play quite an important part in that, because we've got to make sure that those new technologies, you know, they meet the needs of users, and that's kind of our role in the process, to make sure that they do what we need them to do and they do what users need them to do. And that's kind of what design is all about for us. So we're going kind of slowly, so we're going to have to move fast now. So that was part one. That's what we do, but the more important part of it really is how we do it, and I think that's what makes what we do valuable and important. And you know, working openly and in kind of in the spirit of free software is a very important part of how GNOME design operates. So the GNOME project itself is kind of highly committed to the principles of freedom, and that's kind of the background to the whole project. And those same principles extend to the design work that we do. We try and do it in the same manner. And what we'll do is, Jakob, I think, is going to briefly go over a few of the ways that is reflected in our practice.
I'm gonna be quicker this time.
All right. So there's like two facets to the openness, the freeness that I'm going to be talking about. The first one is that we try to stick to free tools. It's not that like we want to like say no to people trying to contribute using other tools, but we make sure that. There is an interoperability problem in case you do use proprietary software. Most of the time, we explain why using free tools enables people to join in and without having to invest a lot of money, be able to contribute. So it is important to stick to free tools. We use many projects in our toolchain. The sketching phase, which is always like even for either interaction design, for icon design. We love MyPaint because of its endless canvas that allows you to. I gotta go quickly. Inkscape, we couldn't live without Inkscape because it's being used for everything: wireframing, icon design, you name it. We rely on it. We love Blender. Again, icon design. I've been using Blender for probably as long, maybe longer than Inkscape. I still feel humbled by the tool. It definitely provides everything I need, but a ton of extras that I've never gonna be even thinking about using. We use it for video editing. We also try to help newcomers to get their head around the tools. So we have a YouTube channel with like tutorials explaining, for example, how we use Blender for motion design. You can check it out. The other facet of that's not the only toolchain. I mean, that's not the only tools in our toolchain. Of course, FontForge for editing the typeface, but to be able to fit it into a minute and a quarter. The other facet is that just like the Blender Foundations, Open Movies, all the assets that we are working on are available. We have a couple of repositories on GitHub, so there's many people just watching what's happening at the GNOME design team just by watching these repositories. All of our assets are in there. You can see we use other tools that help us manage that. So we use Sparkle Share, which allows us to sort of not use Git deliberately as a version control tool, but just being able to synchronize quickly. All our guidelines or almost specs are available on the wiki. I see I have a URL at the end, whatever. And so I'm gonna give Alan.
There was a whole section here, but I'm going to try and boil it down to a few sentences. There are loads of opportunities to contribute, and if you want to get involved, we'd really love to talk about that. We think that GNOME can play an important role in the Libre Graphics movement, providing an opportunity for people to try new things, to develop their design and graphic talents, and to learn new skills. And we couldn't do what we do without everything that you do out here, and so we would like to give back however we can. So if you want to come to us and talk to us afterwards, we have internships available through the GNOME Outreach Program for Women, and we really want GNOME to play a big part in the Libre Graphics movement. And you know, it's been really nice this year that we've had quite a few people from the GNOME project here. And next year we'd like to see even more people, people from this room getting involved, and also us bringing more people into future events. So please talk to us after the talk.
One.
Just a little question at the end. Like, usually when you looking around at a non-developer focused conference, you see a large number of people running Macs, and I've been kind of happy to see quite a few of you running GNOME 3. Can you raise your hand, those of you who are actually running GNOME 3? All right, thank you.
Do we have time for questions, or should we take that to the corridor?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you very much.